Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Observing the good. There are some things that occur during the holiday season that simply warm my heart. People talk freely about Jesus and the profound impact he had and continues to have on the world. They set aside time to minister to persons who are less fortunate. Instead of the normal offering of undesirable television shows, we're treated with more wholesome programming. One of the standards is A Christmas Carol. It has some scenes that actually make me wonder if Charles Dickens was reading the Bible when he wrote this legendary story. Scrooge's life was sad indeed. Oh, but he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, Scrooge. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. Paul told Timothy, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." 1 Timothy 6, verse 9. Scrooge was quite comfortable in darkness. The Apostle John wrote, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." John 3, verses 19 through 20. Scrooge asked his old business partner, Jacob Marley, about the chain he drug around. "I wear the chain I forged in life," replied the ghost. "I made it link by link and yard by yard. I girded it on of my own free will, and of my own free will I wore it." Jesus spoke about the rich fool who focused on building bigger barns instead of using his riches for good. But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Luke chapter 12, verses 20 through 21. Finally, when Scrooge saw the lonely, bitter end of his life, he resolved to change. He became a concerned, generous friend, neighbor, and employer. With his burden lifted, he said he was as light as a feather, happy as an angel, and merry as a schoolboy. Jesus says that is exactly what happens when we obey him. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verses 29 through 30. If we look past the holidays' long lines and heavy traffic, we're sure to observe some good things that will warm our hearts. And while people are talking about Jesus, let us seize the opportunity to tell them about the Lord's amazing gift of salvation. Today's verse. "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." Galatians 6, verse 10.